The U.S. dollar has been better bid for the most part, with the dollar index reaching a weekly peak earlier today, building momentum on the back of the Fed's decision to maintain rates and adopt a wait-and-see stance. The one notable exception is the pound, which has been a standout outperformer, particularly in the aftermath of a BOE decision which saw rate cuts as expected, but gave off a more hawkish-leaning tone, as best reflected through two members voting for rates to remain unchanged. Meanwhile, President Trump has announced a full and comprehensive trade deal with the UK, though it excludes reciprocal tariffs and the UK remains a minor US trading partner, hinting at more deals in advanced stages. President Trump has escalated his criticism of Fed Chair Powell, calling him clueless and denying inflation concerns, while ahead of US-China trade talks in Geneva, President Trump has refused to lower tariffs preemptively as China has introduced policies including rate cuts to bolster its economy and negotiating stance. Elsewhere, Japan considers leveraging shipbuilding in tariff talks. Ukraine central bank may shift from the US dollar to the euro as its reference currency, and both the Riksbank and Norges Bank kept rates steady. German industrial production rose 3% in March, surpassing the 1% forecast due to tariff-related front-running, and US data today includes Q1 productivity, labor costs, jobless claims, wholesale sales, and New York Fed inflation expectations, with claims under scrutiny after last week's spike. That's all for now.